I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was just telling Sam and Dana during the break, I was watching the clip again of that Hail Mary in Washington. And the receiver, I hadn't noticed this before, the receiver, when he catches what is obviously a game-winning touchdown, doesn't spike it, doesn't jump up and down. He just drops the ball and walks away.
You always say, act like you've been here
before. Act like you've been in the end zone before.
Well, that's the walk-off grand slam, I'm going to have to say this, my favorite thing that Freddie did, he knows that ball is gone. Yeah. The second it makes contact with the bat. And in fact, he is flinging that bat like a boss, what, 2 full seconds before the ball goes out. He just knew it.
Sure. Of course he did.
And he just opens his palm and drops the mic. It's so good. It's so good. Nice. All right. We have so many things to talk about today. My weekend. Oh, my gosh. I forgot the topic this hour. Because I had so many things going on this weekend that I forgot about Friday night. And all I did was text Sam and Scott, please remind me on Monday, you break, you buy. Because we see this posted in stores all the time, especially inside of stores with nicer items, right? So I meet a couple of girlfriends on the plaza straight after work Friday night, 6:30. And it was a spot where you could take children. I wouldn't. It's more of a wine upscale kind of place. It doesn't say no children, but it's not the kind of place. You know, this wasn't Chuck E. Cheese, okay?
Okay.
And it's also a space that has a little tiny retail store in the front of the space. So think candles, expensive bourbon glasses, wine glasses, everything is glass. To the point that when I was standing in line, I made sure my purse was close to my body because women, you know this, if you're holding a larger purse, you make one turn to the right or the left, that thing knocks into everything.
You're
right?
At $300.
And I remember looking down and thinking, yep, I am keeping my purse right here. Okay. So my girlfriend show up, we're there about 30 minutes and a couple was leaving and had chosen to dine with their, let's say, 4-year-old and 6-year-old. And one of the children was very curious on the way out about some of the high-end candles that they have in the front of this establishment. And we just hear this, boo!
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. And we look over, and my first thought was, oh, man. I'm holding my purse close to my body because I don't want to bump into anything that I end up having to buy. I cannot imagine how tight you would have to hold onto a toddler.
So how much was broken?
Everything was at eye level for a child. Everything's at eye level. Everything.
How much stuff is laying on the floor?
It was a loud crash. We turn and it was just a lot of glass. That's all I know, Scott. And we have all been there as either children or someone with children. Don't touch, don't touch, don't touch, don't touch. But like kids are going to do what kids are going to do. When was the last time you had a break it or buy it scenario? And then I was asking my girlfriends this, is that some legally binding rule in a store or in a restaurant where you are actually on the hook for you break it, you buy it? And one of the first things I'm thinking of is like art. When you go into a glass blown art store, I don't mean like at the Nelson, but if you go into a nice art store, can they legally tell you if you're not paying attention or keeping an eye on your children and something breaks and falls to the ground, you are going to own the 10,000 pieces that just shattered into?
It is not legally binding.
Then why does every store post, you break, you buy?
It says here, the you break it, you buy it rule might have been around for nearly a century, but it is not legally binding. A store owner can sue you for compensation over a destroyed or damaged product. However, they may not and cannot detain you and force you to pay on the spot.
I think it's just a mitigation strategy similar to the gravel trucks that say, stay back 100 feet.
Not we responsible, are not responsible for accident. Any damage. Yeah, the hell
yes,
you're not.
You are. Yes,
right?
You are.
Do you remember as a child ever breaking anything and just the, and I felt bad. I really did. My first thought was, what are you doing with kids in here? But the second thought was, you never want to be the parent whose kid everyone turns to look and,
sure, of course.
You know, that kind of thing.
But
and then the child's crying and you feel sort of bad.
Well, that would happen even if you broke something. I mean,
sure.
People are going to turn and look to see because, you know, it's such a jarring sound. And quite frankly, the curiosity of what did you
who
break?
Who did it? What'd you do?
What'd you break?
What's the retail on that thing?
Right. No, I would not. I probably wouldn't be found dead in a place like that. And I certainly wouldn't take kids.
If it were me, I would offer to pay for it. I would feel so bad. I would just say, please let me pay for this. I would check the price first.
Yeah. I was going to say.
What if you're the family of the kid who
$12,000.
Knocked over the 3,000-year-old vase in the museum somewhere
overseas?
It was overseas.
Here, Sam, a couple years ago in Overland Park.
Do you offer to pay for that one? Because
no.
We're talking millions at that point.
You can't afford it.
Yeah.
And by the way, that museum did put that vase back together.
They glued it back together.
And
Gorilla glue for the win.
Yes. And they said, we're going to use this as a teaching moment, a phrase I hate, but we're going to use it as a teaching moment to remind people this is what happens to antiquities when...
when we don't store them properly away from someone putting their mitts on them. I'm telling you, Scott, remember the case in Overland Park where in the foyer of either City Hall, it was the community center. It was the Matt Ross Community Center.
Yep.
There was some expensive glass piece that was up on a very shaky pedestal and kids are roaming around in the lobby. I swear it was Matt Ross. Matt Ross is where you take kids. You would expect to see children there.
I think you're right.
And I took the side of the family on that one because I think Overland Park said to the family, we want you to pay for that. And the family said, absolutely not. And because of the way that it was displayed in that case, because of the location, a community center where you know there are going to be children running in and out, right. I thought it was ridiculous that they placed something so valuable. Wasn't it like $16,000?
Everything you're saying is starting to ring a bell.
And it was a little boy just comes running on through, bumps into the pedestal, bam, down it goes.
I mean, you've got a pool in there. And
I was like, why would they put that in the lobby of the Matt Ross Center? So, no, I don't think they should have paid for that. In this case, a couple candles, I think you offer to pay for it.
I will say with the candles or any other retail setting where they have the you break it, you buy it rule, they have insurance on all of those goods. They have loss prevention insurance similar to theft where if something breaks, they can get it replaced through that insurance policy. If they make you pay for it and then they claim that on their insurance.
Are you double dipping there?
That is a 5-letter F word we call fraud.
By the way, the city of Overland Park was repaid. It was in 2018.
I know, I remember.
It was a $132,000 sculpture that was on sale.
Yep.
A 5-year-old broke it. The city did get a check for $107,000.
From whom?
From the boy's family's insurance company.
Oh. See, I'm not even okay with that. Can you? Your insurance company would drop you like a hot rock.
What insurance company covers that?
I guarantee you they had an umbrella policy. I guarantee it.
Like, I have an umbrella policy with USAA. Would they pay for that?
It covers ridiculous things like that when you are sued.
The destructive toddler policy?
Yep.
Yeah, the sculpture was $132,000. The city of Overland Park got $107,000. And that was the check reimbursed the city for all but the $25,000 deductible in the city's insurance policy. Huh. The boy's mother, Sarah Goodman, said Saturday, this is back in 2018, 6 years ago, she had known nothing about her insurance company payment, and she wondered whether there was a thorough investigation to validate the value of the artwork.
Well,
she says she wasn't told anything.
Artwork, as you know, when one duct tapes a banana to the wall.
$1.5 million, please.
Can be what anyone chooses to claim it is valued.
The value is in the eye of the beholder?
Yeah.
The art piece was entitled Aphrodite of Kansas City. This is what it looked like.
And now there's 10,000 of them, and you can own a piece of it.
913-586-7798.
For 20 bucks.
586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, my name is Scott. Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.